California is in the middle of reversing decades of tough-on-crime policies. Realignment and Propositions 47 and 57 have been instituted to lighten the load in county jails and state prisons. Now lawmakers are examining a system that sometimes keeps people in jail before they've even been convicted. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports criminal justice reformers say California's use of cash bail has created an income-based justice system.
So here's how this works. Let's say you're arrested and charged with a crime, and you find yourself in the Fresno County Jail. Now you can get out, but the state wants some money to make sure you come back to court. That's where you need someone like bail bondsman Barry Perlstein, who owns Lucky Bail Bonds. He waits in his quiet, simple office a stone's throw from the county jail.
It's not anything close to what people see on TV or Dog the Bounty Hunter or otherwise. You know, that's just not really what it's all about.
There's a lengthy list of felonies and misdemeanors in California, and each one has a cash bail amount tied to it. The rates vary from county to county, but overall, California routinely has some of the highest in the country, averaging around $50,000. Pay a bondsman like Barry 10% of that amount, and he'll guarantee the court that you won't skip town. If you do, he'll probably show up on your doorstep complete with a black vest and badge marking him as an officer of the court.
We have radios, magazine pouches for the handguns we carry, multiple pouches for handcuffs.
If he can't bring you to court in 6 months, he owes the court the entirety of your bond. Either way, he keeps the 10% fee. In exchange, you can be free to continue your life while your case plays out. Perlstein strongly defends the cash bail system as necessary, effective, and a constitutionally protected part of the criminal justice system.
What we do is important to the pretrial release system, whether you like bail or not, whether you believe that people are entitled to that or not. The Constitution provides for it, and there's a reason for that.
Perlstein says the bail system works because people have skin in the game and are more likely to return to court. He claims that 99% of people show up, although the state does not keep an official tally of the number of people who skip bail. But some call this system a de facto debtor's prison that keeps people who have not been convicted of a crime in prison because they're too poor to pay. One of the authors of a bill to replace the current system with one more lenient is Assemblymember Rob Bonta of Oakland. Bonta says he was shocked by the inequities in California's bail system after hearing stories about poor people arrested but not convicted who lost their jobs, kids, or car because they couldn't bail out.
So there are massive human impacts that are based that are tied to this wealth-based system. We shouldn't have a wealth-based criminal justice system. You shouldn't have better outcomes if you have more money in your pocket.
Bonta's bill and a companion bill in the state Senate would not completely do away with cash bail. They would greatly reduce its use and allow more people to be released without bail if they're deemed not to be a flight risk or a threat to the public. In all, 15 states in Washington, D.C. have adopted a bail system that allows judges to set individual bail amounts based on perceived risk. Currently in California, it's set by a table and largely blind to individual circumstance. The state has been sued by a group called Equal Justice Under the Law, which opposes the cash bail system. They believe it violates the Constitution's promise of equal protection by favoring the wealthy. The group's CEO, Phil Telfian, says the women they are representing were never even convicted of any crime, but still suffered the consequence of arrest.
Both of our clients in litigation in San Francisco actually had their charges dismissed. One of them lost her job while she was in jail pending trial before her charges were dismissed, and the other was unable to take care of her grandmother.
Telfian says other places have largely replaced cash bail with a robust pretrial services agency that reminds people when and where they need to go to court. He argues that while taxpayers must pay for this model, it is cheaper than keeping someone in jail because they can't afford bail. However, in D.C., the Pretrial Services Agency says only about 88% of people released without bail return for their court appearance. But it's not just people like Telfian who say it's time for change. Even strong law and order advocates like Barry Perlstein and Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims concede the bail rates have gotten out of control. But rather than get rid of it, Mims says fix it.
The methodology of how it happens is interesting. I think they should take into consideration poverty levels in the counties. There should be some kind of formula to figure out what a bail schedule should be.
And to be clear, cash bail is big business in California. Perlstein says he guarantees as much as $15 million a year in bonds. Bigger companies, he says, do work in the billions. Lowering the bail schedules would eat into revenue. Recall, they keep the 10% fee regardless of the outcome of the case, but it probably would not put them out of business, which is exactly what some activists say they want to do. The first hearing on the bills are expected in April. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.